Shihab Shama is an electrical engineering professor who grew up in Baghdad. He's been in the United States for 3 decades, and he teaches at the University of Maryland. Shama is one of an estimated 360,000 Iraqi expats living in the U.S. I first met him 2 years ago this month, just outside Washington, D.C. He was voting in the Iraqi elections, and I wanted to check back in with him. As he left the polling place with an ink-stained finger back in 2005, he was full of pride. Even so, his joy was tempered a bit.
You know, I'm thinking the whole time when I was putting my fingers that somebody in Iraq is doing that and they have to hide their hands because some insurgents are going to try to come and kill them. And it's indelible ink, and that is one big problem they have in Iraq.
Shihab Shama is with us now in the studio. When I met you at that polling place, I remember so clearly how happy you were. You were almost like a teenager rocking back and forth on your heels. I'm just curious, what are your feelings about Iraq right now?
Well, you reminded me of that time. I am much, obviously, like all Iraqis, much sadder as to what has happened since. I think also I can speak for probably a lot of Iraqis that it's not hopeless, and you'd never really come to a point where you say, I've given up. But, yeah, it is much, much sadder time.
Professor Shama, I noticed something in your face changed when you listened to that tape.
Yeah, I never really thought that the situation would deteriorate this far. My father and mother were in Baghdad right before the war, and my father came down with a mild form of Parkinson's, which affected his memory and emotion. And when he passed away about a year ago, I caught myself telling my mother how glad I am that he had Parkinson's, because I really feel much happier that he wasn't completely aware of how bad the situation is in Iraq. And when I caught myself saying that, I was really not very pleased. You know, for 30 years, I wake up every morning hoping to hear the news that there was a coup d'etat and Saddam is no more. But now I'm checking to make sure that Iraq is not the lead story. No news is good news.
You know, we hear so much about the violence in Baghdad. Is there something about life in the city that we don't understand, because we're sort of seeing it through a news cycle as opposed to talking to people on a regular basis who actually live in Baghdad, as you do when you talk to your relatives?
I think the thing that strikes me most is how cavalier people speak about all this after a while. And then when you talk to them, they are calming us down. They tell us, oh, it's all right, you know, don't worry. And you don't want to ask too many details because you'd rather just believe them and end the conversation at that.
You mean the people that you talk to on the phone from Baghdad, they're trying to calm you down?
They're trying to calm us because, you know, they're worried about us, worried about them. But it's difficult to joke about it at this point. And you sense it in their voices. You really sense the desperation.
I want to make sure I understand something, because we hear so much right now in this country about the division between the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds. Does your family fall within one of those divisions that we've now come to accept in this country?
Well, you know, we grew up not knowing what sect we are. The first time I ever even heard of these words is when I was in my sixth grade. I was clearly told that it's very impolite to discuss these kinds of things, and they're irrelevant, and people never define themselves really by sex and by religions, at least in the milieu in Baghdad, which is where all this ethnic strife is going on. I'm sorry,
now,
sectarian strife.
Was that unique to your family, or do you think that was a common experience in Baghdad?
No, I think basically most people define themselves and really worked up their emotions over political ideas and ideologies and all that. But I really think a lot of the sectarian labeling is like Dr. Seuss Nietzsche's. It's about as relevant as that. And in the end, if people buy into it, they're all losers. And basically people are fearful.
You seem to be saying that the sectarian conflict is being amplified or misunderstood on this end, but you know, on the other hand, you have Sunni insurgents that are doing battle against the Mahdi army, which numbers in the thousands, some say the tens of thousands. That doesn't seem to be an exaggeration.
Well, the so-called Sunni insurgents, they're not really Sunni primarily. They're not there in order to advocate the Sunni philosophy. They may happen to all be Sunni between them, but that's not really what brings them together. And they're not even anti-Shia per se. That's not really what brings them together. So designating them as Sunni insurgents.
But is the label, I'm trying to understand
the
something.
The label is Professor, irrelevant is it, to is it, these groups.
Is it that you disagree with the labels that are being used or the degree of sectarian violence? Because you have bands of people who are targeting, executing people all over Baghdad simply because they don't agree with them. If that isn't sectarian violence, what is that?
Well, these people are basically creating terror, anti-U.S. occupation, anti the government that happened to emerge out of the U.S. occupation as such. And so it's not such a clean, it's not about really going out in a sort of a, as you describe, two groups battling each other in the streets and all of that. I mean, people may have grievances, people may feel for different degrees and all of that, but it doesn't rise to the level of what you see a civil war like what happened in Rwanda. That, to me, is a civil war.
President Bush has heard advice from several quarters now about a change in strategy for Iraq, a way forward in that country. What do you want to hear from the president?
You know, I'm not privy to any strategic information or anything, but you reminded me of the election and of millions of people who came out in all parts of Iraq, lining up under threat. The reason they came out is because they felt that their action really does mean something, has some consequence. And whatever President Bush or anybody else, whatever they propose, it has to have that element as a huge and important part. In Iraq now, people need to feel that they are empowered to control their destiny.
Professor Shihab Shama, thank you so much for coming in to talk to
You're
us.
Welcome.
Please come back again.
You're welcome.
Shihab Shama is a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Maryland. He grew up in Baghdad and has lived in the U.S. for the past three decades.